the Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up
with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at a pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Or maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to Monday. How you doing?
Morning.
Feeling great. I feel stunning today.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Absolutely buzzing.
We had the work Christmas party on Friday, which you did not attend.
Yeah. No.
Anyway. Man, the next morning, let me tell you, I suffered the worst.
Did you have a slight headache or something? Did you?
Of my entire life.
Really?
All I remember. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning I woke up and I had to lie in the shower for 45 minutes. I'm sorry, Hunter Water, but I did.
It's been raining a bit, lie. So I reckon you'll be right.
I can't drink anymore.
He says that.
I can't do it. I cannot do it again,
ever.
Meg ended up over at my apartment.
Oh.
And she didn't leave until 6 in the morning. And she left barefoot.
And was were you guys still partying?
Just drinking.
Drinking, yeah.
Wow. What a night.
Mm.
Did you really walk home with no shoes
on?
No,
I got a cab.
Oh, you did?
It was cold, it was raining, yeah. I couldn't be bothered.
I just wanted that vision, you walking down Hunter Street with no
carrying
shoes.
Carrying your little sandals.
Shoes and the handbag.
6 in the morning in the rain.
I got the judgment from the convenience store clerk, because there's a convenience store under my house, and she was out putting the flags out, and she just looked at me and she just laughed and went like this, shook her head. But, oh, God.
I'll be back soon to buy some awful food.
More Powerade or something.
Oh, my God, Jess. Got loose. She couldn't even come to work today. It was unbelievable.
She had a great time, obviously.
What did you do?
I had a dinner on first Friday night. Had a dinner Saturday night. Had a dinner. Hung out with friends in between. It was great. Very social weekend.
Oh, good for you. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You moved house?
Yeah, I moved on the weekend, which was not too bad. We're all done by Saturday, and then we had friends over Saturday night.
You're way too efficient.
Productive.
Yeah, so efficient. I just can't be bothered, so it's just I've got a get-done attitude, and everyone around me hates it because I just kind of order everybody around.
You here. Unpack this box.
Yeah. Well, good to have you back, guys. Kicking off the show this morning, though, Lads versus Lasses, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. Let's look at this leaderboard. 10 separates the guys and the girls. Ladies still leading 93 points to 83. If you want to play 13-10-09, the lines are open. We are playing for a $70 voucher today, guys, to Gamble and Brown Katara.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Great cafe.
The Novos.
Lads versus Lasses.
Now, I'm putting it out there, right?
Mm.
Lads, call us now, 13-10-09, because in order for us to go to a tiebreaker coin toss on the final show, the guys have to win every single day for the next 10 days.
Exactly.
Tall order.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's some sort of introduction of, double points or something at the end.
Well, I made it a little bit easier because I've given you two multiple choice questions in there.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm giving you a fighting chance.
Come on, guys.
All right.
We actually need a guy,
don't
we?
Yeah, call us now, 13-10-09. Playing for a $70 Gamble and Brown Katara voucher. Great food there, guys, and great catering for Christmas. Let's go.
Yes, we are going to Jody from Madawi. Runs a clinic at a hospital. Purchased a new lounge over the weekend. Said the shops were madness on the weekend. Once had a dream she met Dolly Parton, and then she real. You actually met Dolly Parton, Jody.
I sort of kind of I was at a concert and she sort of pointed me out at the front.
Oh, that's so cute. When was this?
It started up with me.
How long ago was this, Jody?
Oh gosh, about 5-6 years. When she was in Hunter Valley.
Oh, beautiful.
So, wait, Jody, you dreamt of meeting her before actually seeing her. What were you on?
I love Jody.
There's some sort of tripping situation. You're going to the future, Jody. Hey, let's do it. Question number one for Jody, mate.
Which tool would you attach your AccuCut guide to?
Oh, like a jigsaw?
Nice. Circular saw. Very close. Question two. What does the brand Kumo make?
Oh, Trimo. Oh, lawn edges,
Toddy? No, it's tires. Okay, question three. Come on, let's get one on the board. What causes bricky sand to be yellow?
It's the colouring that they put in, like
this. No, sorry. Nice. It's the high clay content.
Thank you, Jody.
Hold the line. You can still win.
You never know.
Coin toss.
All right. Let's meet Steve. He's from Fletcher. He's a truckie and spent time with the little one over the weekend. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's the way. Let's crack into these questions. You only need one in order to come away with a win here, all right?
Sure.
Okay, number one. Britney Spears wore a red cat suit in the music video for which song? You can see the suit. Can you imagine what the song was? What song did she sing? No, it's Oops, I Did It Again. I just realised that there's no way for a grown man to say the word oops in a masculine way. It's just not, is there? All right, number two. This one's multiple choice. A chic intuition razor has how many blades? Is it A, 3, B, 4, or C, 5?
3.
No, it's 4. Okay, number three, and this one's multiple choice as well. Regenerous microsculpting cream is made by which company? Is it A, Olay, B, L'Oreal, or C, Nivea?
A.
Oh, that is correct. I mean, on the multiple choice.
Live to fight another day. Good job, man. Thank you very
well
much.
Well done.
How good.
Mm. Oh, my God. It's still technically possible for us to win.
Hey, big thanks to Gamble and Brown Katara. Don't be a turkey. Gobble, gobble this Christmas. Get catering for Christmas from Gamble and Brown. Gamble and Brown at home.com.au.
That last question, though, with the regenerative cream, I need that after the weekend.
Just a little bit around the face.
Looking haggard, let me tell you.
As we were talking about before, our work Christmas party that Crevo dogged on us for, by the way, we ended up at Hamo Station afterwards. It was a big night.
Pure trash, really,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We'll go into more details next.
Okay, 6:16 at New FM. All the gossip from the Christmas party minutes away.
The Novos.
Everybody! I'm too old to do shots.
Just hearing that.
Yeah.
Doesn't it vibe you up?
You know what?
Has sent me back to a place I don't want to be.
I've just clenched like I've never clenched before, let me tell you.
Yeah, we had our work Christmas party on Friday night, and it started off quite classy, I'd like to say. Because,
oh, yes. We were swanning around and drinking red wine and stuff.
Well, I wasn't drinking red wine, but I started off with a couple of cosmopolitans trying to be a little bit fancy, and then it went downhill from there because...
Didn't it just?
It's been 2 years since I've had a Smirnoff Double Black, and I probably downed about 2 years' worth.
Oh, my God. Popping
bottles. Drink responsibly, of course. So... We got there, 7 o'clock?
Yeah.
On Friday night, and we tried to be classy. We had a couple of drinks, and then we all moved to the back of this pub, and that's just when it all went down.
Meg is such a 12-y. Meg's there with double blacks like she's 18 years old.
If it was a cruiser, that would be the case, but it was a double black. It's a bit more highbrow.
That to me, no, it's
classier,
not.
Classier, is
it's
it?
Same. Well, they're more expensive. That's what's classier.
That's how you can tell.
We just, like, there was, I think the guy who was performing was from High Five. From memory, was one of the original singers of High Five, was there on an acoustic guitar singing 80s and 90s, like, pub rock.
Oh. Big shout out to the Star Hotel, actually.
By the way,
in
cocktails
the city.
Were delicious.
Making
really
it happen.
Great food.
Mm. Yeah.
Delicious.
Great drinks.
Yeah. And then, for some reason, we all ended up at the bar, like, probably, 10 of us? Just doing shots.
Yeah, do you know what's interesting? You have D&Ms with people that you never would at work.
Yeah, and I'm only relatively new here as well, so I don't know where I fit in the D&M kind of world.
Well, Meg was like at one point sitting in the corner. I looked over and there she is. I'm like, Meg, get up and socialize.
I'm not a social person.
She's
you
like,
know
I just want to sit here and drink my double black.
Yes. Got into it a bit more because after the Christmas party finished, we all rocked up to Hamilton Station Hotel. And that's where it got even more loose.
Oh, because they sometimes do a little bit of karaoke there, don't they?
They do.
Did anyone partake?
Can
no,
I tell
no,
you?
They did.
No, Meg
they did.
Not. Can I tell you, though, Meg walked into that place and it was like royalty had just walked in.
Mm. Yeah, like a rock star entering
the
building.
Oh, my God. Meg. I think you used to be quite the little Hamilton Station karaoke star.
Rat, if you will.
You know, you come back in and you're a big star on the radio now and your people were about it.
I used to go there every weekend probably about 10 years ago.
Really?
And that's about it. Yeah, and I haven't been in a long, long, long time.
They still remember, though,
yeah.
The legend that is Meg.
And do you know what, as well, Meg got hit up for a threesome outside waiting for a taxi at the end of the night.
That's a fascinating
couple of guys.
Moment.
Tell that story,
man. I'd rather not if my lovely fiancé is listening. That
well, she
happen.
Said no. So
I said no. He tried to convince me by telling me that he looks good in a cowboy hat.
Explain what he looked like. Because I had left at this point.
You'd already gone. You bailed.
Like old, like older,
no,
young
no,
guys.
No. He was probably younger, like 25.
Feels nice, though, doesn't it?
It did. It felt nice.
So there was him, and who was
and
the
his
other person?
Friend, one of his friends.
So were they two cowboys?
I don't really.
Will you like me better with me cowboy
hat? That's literally what he said. Would you like me better if I wore my cowboy hat? And I'm like, no.
Were they wearing spurs? Were
no,
they carrying
hats
whips?
Very similar to Maddie's, actually. Like the.
Oh, the like the flat brim.
Yeah.
Are you
bent?
Sure it wasn't me? Just.
It was not.
Are you sure it wasn't me?
I was
me
on the phone to you.
Booze?
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg. You did end up in mine. Hey, well, look, good night. Fun night.
If you're going to do anything like this.
What a confidence boost to me.
Yes, if you're going to do that, drink responsibly, because we might not have.
And don't be engaged, because it ruins a fun time. 6:27, good morning.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. Meg. And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg, and Creepo.
Start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Guys, we were chatting on Friday about just sometimes, you know, when you're with your friends and they like bring out a phrase or a saying that they think is funny and just continually say it. My friend is doing it at the moment and it's really annoying me. So I've been hanging out a lot with my mates since lockdown ended. And last weekend we were at the Copacabana together in that holiday unit. And I reckon he said this particular phrase maybe 9 to 10 times across the entire weekend. So, look, I'll set the setting up first, right? So, he'd like make something to eat. Or
okay.
He would like make a drink in particular when he made the cocktails. He'd come out and he'd say, "We like that, don't we, girls?" And I was like, he's obviously seen it on a video somewhere, but it just started to grate after a while. We like that, don't we, girls? No!
No one's saying
that. Has this happened to you guys in the past? You've got that one friend that thinks it's whatever they say is really funny and it's really not.
It's really just more annoying. Yeah, oh, look, I've definitely had it with a certain mate who, once again, thinks he's a bit of like a comedian and thinks that when he's with, you know, the group of guys, he can get away with this sort of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Extremely annoying. I remember one particular time, for like a few months, he would sort of say, have this whole like, "Oh, come on, it's a boys thing. It's a boys thing. You understand?"
Oh, yeah.
And especially when there's girls in the room as well, very like uncomfortable, weird, and like, why are you saying that? Why do you keep saying, obviously, once again, seen it on a video and just can't resist, if you will.
What about you, Meg?
Well, there's one friend, he in particular, if I come up with ideas, we've got like a rivalry going on, and if he doesn't like my ideas, let's not say we did. That's his big thing. If he only says it to me,
let's not say we did.
Oh no, so if I come up with an idea, like, let's go do something, he goes, "Let's not and say we did."
Oh.
Like, and he only does it to me.
Do you know what? I'm not free of guilt here. Do you know what? So many people over the years have pulled me up for saying the word lush.
See, I like that, though.
lush. Oh, yeah, this
I love that word.
Lush, lush, lush.
Yeah, you say that, but it doesn't bother me, yeah.
13, 10, or 9 this morning, putting it out there. What does your friend slash family member say that annoys you? That one word, that one phrase that you just can't deal with. Great prize of the week as well this week, guys. Every single person that makes it on the show goes into the draw to win a very cool prize off to the Tab Dominion at the Paceway, which is fantastic for you, and five friends worth $840.
It's a dinner and drinks package as well. So you get involved with the show this week.
As Maddie would say, it's lush.
That is very lush. It's lush time. I said to the boss, I was like, do we get tickets to this? Because it's so lush and I really wanted to go along.
What did he say?
That was a no?
He said no.
It's for the listeners, right?
Just for the listeners.
Okay.
The Novos.
Guys, 13, 10, and 9, we're talking. What does your friend or family member say that annoys you? That one turn of phrase or that one word that you just can't hear one more time. Now, I've been criticized for saying the word lush too much. Now, I'm loving these coming through on Instagram right now, guys. Mark says, and I hear this all the time, sorry, not sorry.
You're not Demi Lovato, huh?
Yeah, that's really annoying.
That's a no.
Even hearing it once.
Jessica says, and I'm guilty of saying this a lot too, it is what it is.
I've said that a few times over the journey, to be fair. One that I've just remembered, I've got this one friend who keeps talking about his crypto. And it's like,
The worst.
I was like, we'll get
they
it.
They just don't shut up, do they?
Yeah, you've made a few $1,000 over the last 2 years. But when he starts talking about it, and he sees that you're glazing over.
Mm.
He's like, do you even crypto? So cringe. I can't even deal with it. It's so annoying. It's like, no, I don't have any crypto. I'm not buying any.
Do you even crypto?
I'm not buying
that
any.
That is.
It's not happening.
Lame.
Let's not talk about it ever again. But good luck with that, because he will always talk about it.
I have a friend as well that continually talks about crypto. I don't understand it. I don't have any money. I don't have a horse in that race. I am not interested.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Katie, hey, how are you?
I'm very good, but I just need to let you all know that I'm that annoying friend. I'm actually a whole bundle of annoyance.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, give us some of your...
They're rolling their eyes at me, and I see it, but I ain't changing.
Give us some of Katie's classic hits. What words or phrases are you throwing out?
It's just a universal sign, you know, just hang in there, all those sort of annoying
ones. It's a universal sign.
I've got a nickname for everyone, and they hate it, but I'm not changing it.
It's just the way you are.
Yep, exactly. I am who I am. That's a frequent one.
I am who I am. Look at you dropping these left, right, and center. Do you know what? I feel like most people do get sick of, like, it's a sign from the universe.
Mm.
It's a sign.
When one door closes, another opens.
Sign. There it is.
Live life, love, or whatever it is.
That's just
those
a really bad calendar.
Kmart.
Yeah,
it's a really
terrible.
Bad affirmation calendar. Thank you.
Guys, over the weekend, went down to Sydney on Saturday for Emmy's, like, belated birthday hangout, catch up with friends for a seafood dinner. Now, there was a big debate on the show. Should we go to this expensive place?
Yeah.
About $150 a head. We ended up changing venues to another place, seafood still.
But cheaper.
It turned out a fair bit cheaper, and I've had to do a bit of an investigation as to how they managed to do the same seafood for one-third the cost. I figured it all out. It was literally $50 a head. We had bugs, prawns, scallops, the whole thing. Huge feast for everyone.
Did you go down to, just before like we carry on with this, I've got a theory.
Oh, yes.
That there was some sort of lie to get out of the Christmas party on Friday, because I do vaguely remember FaceTiming you drunk.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I've got the call log, and you weren't at your parents' house.
Oh, I was.
It looked like you were at some like fair.
What are you talking about?
Or like some other place.
Oh, you did FaceTime me. No, that's my parents' house.
Well, they have like flags and stuff in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Sorry, we'll talk about that later.
It's up next at New FM.
The Novos.
some debate on the show last week about whether Emmy should, you know, go to this restaurant. It's $150 a person.
So it was her birthday, right?
Yeah.
And she's catching up with all of her friends.
Exactly.
Right?
And they were going to pay, each person pays their own sort of thing. Bit of a change of plans because obviously that money was too much. We ended up going to a different place that was a lot cheaper, but still the food, like, really good. So I had to do a bit of an investigation to figure out how are they still doing, you know, bugs, crabs, prawns, all of this stuff, and including drinks. Mm-hmm. It was $50 a person.
Like. Including drinks.
Yeah, wow. We all had, like, jugs of beers and cocktails and everything. Like, how is this going on? I figured it out, though. All right, so the first thing I noticed, no water views. Fair enough, right? That didn't bother us. We're there to meet mates, not to, like, look at the ocean.
Mm.
All good. And then when the seafood came out, it had been cooked in these, like, sauces, like all these garlic butter cage and all this different stuff. But they use those, like, thick oven bags, you know, the ones that you can cook it in
Yes.
So I was like, oh, there's no pots and pans to clean. They're saving money there, right? Mm. There's, you know, the dishes have to do a lot less work. Then we order the food and the drinks come first and the beer jugs, cocktail jugs all come out and we notice that they were plastic cups, like those biodegradable plastic cups. And I was like, oh, they've saved money on the glassware. How clever.
All right.
And then the seafood comes out in these big oven bags inside a stainless steel bucket. And then they just tip it onto the table like a big American crab boil. And there was no plates. You just ate it straight off the table with the forks.
That's not very COVID safe.
Well, they had like this, obviously, every time they put a fresh tablecloth on or whatever, and it's disposable. So that got rid of the plates. There was no cups. There was no dishes. There was no oven trays. There was not a single dishwasher in the whole place. And as we know at the moment, they can't, like, the hospitality industry can't get dishwashers. They're having to pay them, like, $90 an hour.
I mean, look, great workaround. Was it good, though?
It was unbelievable. The seafood was next level. Those Balmain bugs in the garlic butter, oh, my God, unreal, with, like, a pitcher of beer and cocktails. It was incredible.
What time did you wrap up?
Oh, that finished at maybe 10 or something, and then we went and had drinks and stuff. It was a good night.
Oh, there were kick-ons.
Oh. What time did you wrap things up?
I probably didn't get to bed until 1:30, something like that.
Man,
not too,
really
not a huge
night,
night.
There, Creep. Ooh.
Oh, you guys with your 6:30 a.m. Meg walking home with her shoes in her hand. It wasn't that big.
That'll be you one day.
Yeah, of course. Oh, I like those nights as well. This one was a little bit different. A little bit more tame. It was a good night, though.
Good stuff. I'm just looking at the website you sent through. It looks incredible.
It doesn't look too bad.
Quite an experience.
Kicking in.
Just don't... like, you get given gloves and a bib and everything.
Oh, I just noticed the bib. That just looked awkward.
And you... Oh, Meg, you used to go to Sizzler, right?
Oh,
Hog's Breath Cafe. They put
Sizzler,
a bib on you there, too.
Look,
did you say no to the bib?
No, I never... No.
Never had the bib.
Never had the bib.
I'm okay with the bib.
Nah, it looks a bit weird.
It was quite the experience.
Hey, you're into what you're into, right?
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
And I'd pull your head back and I would force feed you Devon.
Meg.
What did you call it?
The Bing Bong Clock.
And Creebo.
They're on a level of entertainment, Meg, that needs to be retold.
Listen in.
Well, maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win. Maddie, Megan, Creepo. What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
It's no doubt that we all had massive weekends, but producer Jackson, he moved house over the weekend, which is one of the biggest things you can do. And on Friday, he said to me, you know what? I'm going to move on Saturday morning and have it all unpacked, ready to go for a party on Saturday night. That's not normal.
Did it happen?
Yeah, it did happen.
Oh, my
what?
God.
How?
Yeah. Because you just got to be efficient. I can't stand people that wake up in the morning and go, oh, we're not going to get this done for days and days. Why not?
Now, this is the thing, because I had this discussion with you on Friday.
Yeah.
When I moved into my current apartment, I had boxes there for 6 months.
No.
Oh, Meg, do you know what? That is an extreme example.
No.
I'm starting to think you're a bit of a hoarder.
Not a hoarder. Just very lazy. So what do you know on 13-10-09? How long did you leave the unopened boxes for when you moved house? I think changing it all that day, a little bit extreme, producer Jackson, but that's just me.
Ooh. No, I agree, Jackson. I think when, like, it doesn't take that long when you move to unpack the boxes. Like, if you have somebody helping you, you put your head down, your butt up in the air, you get it done, it's all, it's easy.
Just move it, like, you just unpack as you go instead of just accumulating stuff, and then it's quick as.
And do you know what? Don't put stuff in one room.
No, that's a rookie mistake. That's the
biggest rookie error ever.
That was probably the mistake with us because we really only have one room in a very small one bedroom. A lot of our issues stem from the fact that we have bugger all storage at our house.
Well, so you can't put things away. Yeah.
6 months. That's a long time. I think most people get their house unpacked.
You never know. I reckon there are people who have had them at their house longer than 6 months. To be completely honest. All right. Every person who gets to air this week goes in the draw for tickets for you and five friends to the TAB Inter Dominion on Sunday, December 5. It's worth $840.
So the question is, can you beat Meg?
With 6 months.
How long did you leave the unopened boxes after you moved?
The Novos.
Yes, we are asking on 131009, how long did you leave the unopened boxes in your house after you moved? I think producer Jackson set like a new world record over the weekend. He moved house and had it all unpacked, ready to go for a party that night. Unbelievable. Myself, on the other hand, last time I moved house, like 6 months, and I still had, it wasn't fully like all the boxes, but there were like one or two or three maybe boxes.
Okay, talk us through, Meg. Yeah. What were in the boxes?
A lot of cooking stuff I wasn't using, a lot of clothes that I hadn't worn in a long time.
Somebody just left them there.
I left them in a box in the bedroom, the kitchen stuff.
Gathering dust.
Pretty much gathering dust.
See,
and now, then I went through them eventually and then gave them to Salvos.
See, it's stuff you don't use anyway.
Yeah, so there wasn't like high priority stuff. All the high priority stuff got put away quite early, but it was just this random boxes, and we had a house inspection, so we had to get rid of the boxes.
Had to go.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Crystal is first up. Hey, how are you?
Good day.
Hey, Crystal, how long did you leave the unopened boxes sitting around for?
3 years.
What?
3 years?
Oh, that is like peak laziness. Why so long?
Well, we had a young Bob when we moved.
Yeah.
And we moved from the Central Coast to Newcastle, so it was a huge move.
Yeah.
And hang on, you're massive.
We put things away every year, and then when we moved out 3 years later, we realised there was four or five boxes up the back of the shed that had never been touched.
So you just forgot? What were in the boxes?
I was just things like everything, kitchen type stuff, heaps of old CDs.
Music on a format no longer used.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Do you know what? I feel like a lot of us, Crystal, just need to do the difficult cull as we're packing. Mm. If you know that it's going to sit there in a box, just chuck it out.
That's the time.
Or Crevo, and he'll come around in his big white van and collect it and try and sell it for a profit.
Anybody who's moving and thinking about that, I'm round to help.
Thanks, Crystal.
Declutter king you are.
Trish is up next. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Nobody's, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, how long did you have the boxes unopened? Were there some that you spotted in the corner of the room later and you thought, God, why is that still there?
No, me and Steppy moved into a house at Rutherford in April.
Yeah.
And there's still probably about 15 boxes in the garage.
15?
And a TV unit still not opened.
Like not put together or...?
Oh, well, just that I've got a big TV and the other TV unit, it wouldn't fit in it.
Yeah.
So we had to take the TV unit with us.
So you're at 7 months, Trish.
And 14 boxes.
Yeah. Well, I can't see to open them up and go through them. And there's just mainly DVDs and stuff like that and stuff that we're not using at
Trish,
the moment.
Trish, don't you have somebody to help? Don't you have 40 kids?
No, I've got three, not 40.
Don't you have a boyfriend?
Them to do it. Get your man to help.
Get your hot man to help.
Oh, gee. It's like asking you to come up and help.
Trish, just cut him off in the bedroom. Say, listen, just cut him off in the bedroom. If you don't come and do the work that I ask you to, whatever his name is, then you're off, mate.
Then you're dying. Don't get to come and do something else.
Yeah, good point. I'm really going to that.
So. Oh, you're very.
Trish is writing these ideas down now as we speak, aren't you?
No, he's in another room, so it's all good.
Oh, you over there now?
You at the boyfriend's house?
Yeah, I am, but he's sound asleep in the other room. I've got my own room here.
What do you mean you've got your own room, Trish? This is far more interesting than boxes. Tell me.
Hey, sorry?
Do you guys just, like, not like sleeping in the same room, or do you not like each other?
Only that.
Natty, I snore really bad. So,
oh, do you?
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
So he kicked you out.
He put you in the spare room, did he?
He couldn't sleep, so he said, you're going in there. So
he only gets you in during cuddle time, is it?
Yes.
Thanks, Trish.
Let's meet Claire Marie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry,
hi.
We got a bit
sidetracked. How long did you leave the boxes unopened for, Claire Marie?
7 years.
Seven years. Well, all right. Tell me why it was 7 years.
Well, we downsized. We sold and downsized into a rental.
Yeah.
And we just didn't have the room. So, I mean, they were shoved under the desk. They were everywhere. And then we moved over to Newcastle about 4.5 years ago, and we still took those unopened boxes with us.
Well, they were already
Did you downsize from the downsize by any chance?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So what are those boxes doing now? Did you, like, donate them, get rid of them? What'd you do?
Well, we opened them all, and it's like, jeepers, we haven't been used for 7 years. And there was loads of stuff in there we hadn't used. So Tava, Gavich family, yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
You just got rid of most of it, eh? In the end.
Yeah.
And you've taken up all that space for all those years.
Wow.
Great story. That's the record.
You can't give me crap now for 6 months.
No, it's nothing.
7 years.
You're relatively speedy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Claire Marie. Appreciate your calls today.
Indeed. What's the goss is up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Details on that Channel 7 debacle about Matt Doran. So the CEO has given his opinion about what he thinks about that. I'm going to play you the grovelling apology, which I was embarrassed
for. Can I just say, when I heard that, I thought, he's a grown man, 45 years old, like an 8-year-old kid that's done something naughty at school.
Dropped a box of eggs.
That was so unnecessary. Anyway, we'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into it next. Also, too, Kanye's prayer to God. I'm going to tell you what it's all about.
The Novos. Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Now, Jackson's here to tell us the tale of a reporter who didn't listen to Adele's new music and got in trouble. What happened?
I'm actually outraged at this whole situation. It's just one of the most cringeworthy moments in our entertainment history, I'm going to say, because do you know what? Adele needs to just take a seat for a second. And I do get a lot of trouble when I say people take a seat. Don't complain because I don't care. She's writing an album about divorce. There are people in this world that are trying to cure cancer. They're trying to make vaccines get the pandemic over. It's just an album on divorce, and people are still going to buy it, whether the guy that interviewed you in London had listened to it or not. Matt Doran has apologized over the weekend.
Again.
Groveling apology. This happened the other day. I'm not actually sure when this happened, but the CEO has weighed in. I'll play you a bit of the apology first.
I flew to London to interview Adele, an unspeakable privilege and what was to be one of the highlights of my career. I made the terrible mistake of assuming we weren't to be given a preview copy of this album because our interview was airing before it was released and Adele's album was the industry's most prized secret. I'd never have knowingly disrespected you by deliberately not listening to your work. I am so sorry.
Can you actually even imagine having to go on national TV and make that apology?
Do you know what? You hit the nail on the head, Jackson. There are so many bigger problems that we face as a population now. Who cares? And I'm going to put it out there. I know we're like sucking up Adele's backside here at New FM, but let me tell you, the album's not that good.
It's all right.
It's like, just
perfectly,
very average.
It's perfectly good.
It's an album. Oh, look at you. It's an album about divorce.
No,
like,
what I'm saying is perfectly good. I ain't rushing out to buy it or listen to the whole thing multiple times.
You're not frothing it as much as Adele's frothing it.
Exactly.
Well, they're estimating it was a $1 million interview, right? So it was to accompany the whole Oprah interview special that they play on there. So the seven CEOs come out and said that it's a massive disappointment. and it will affect ratings. Now, I think that's a bit sad. Stand by your stuff. I mean, it's a mistake, but first of all, did anyone die? No. Second of all, people make mistakes. So
and don't send Matt Doran over to interview Adele. Like, if you want, like send, like, somebody that's more suitable.
And can
you
know,
a music
say,
reporter or something.
Anyone out there, just let me tell you this, because I get a lot of this a lot of the time. Don't just send an email. Give a courtesy phone call.
Mm. Yeah.
If it's that important to
that's
you, because
right.
he missed the email that had her album in it,
yeah.
ring up and say, hey, we've just given you the audio.
Why wasn't he told before he left
exactly.
or like briefed by the company? Mm. If it was such a big deal, you would think that the A to Z's were nutted out before he got on the plane.
Absolutely.
I've got a scapegoat. He's just become a scapegoat. Yeah.
Also, too, just from a producer angle, I would feel that if he hasn't listened to the album and he's talking to Adele, what a way for her to then clearly convey to him and the
what
audience who are going to be watching in a much more personal way, in a much more raw way, how she put it together, what it's all about. I just don't see the big problem. I'm ashamed of Channel 7, and I'm ashamed of Adele, and I'm boycotting Adele.
Oh. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Cool.
No, she has. She's acted so badly this time around. We get it, babe. We all go through divorce and breakups. Like, your work's not that important. You're not saving lives. You hit the nail on the head, Jackson.
Yeah, you can go to Spotify and you can actually hide artists just up the top right.
Thanks for you. Do it now, actually.
Anyway, moving on, because I don't want to waste any more time on promoting her album, because this is exactly what it's doing. Yee, Kanye, if you're not familiar with the name change... he has given an open letter, a prayer to God. Anyone want to guess what it's about?
Kim K?
Yes, it's about Kim
really?
K.
Really?
So, because she's dating Pete Davidson, right? So
that's right.
With
a big
not
rumoured big schlong.
Yeah, well, look, rumoured big paycheck for the PR that they're doing to change the narrative around the Kardashians. But have you noticed that they've got butt reductions, by the way? Just a quick side note. That popped into my head. Yeah, they're getting rid of the old big booty. Anyway.
Big booty not in fashion now?
No.
I'm screwed.
Out of fashion.
Great. Thanks, Kim K.
Yeah. Anyway, Kanye West posting all of these videos of them getting married, and he's opening up about his prayers to God in social media and in interviews,
Kanye.
And he's saying that God is going to bring them back together.
Yeah.
And what's concerning is... remove Pete Davidson? I don't know what's to come for him.
Did you see he was pictured with a massive hickey on his neck?
Oh,
really?
Yes. Well, it's only come from one person.
No, yeah, a vacuum cleaner, because him and Kim Kardashian are 100% not legitimately dating.
What? And where are you getting that info?
How do you know this?
As if this is not Kris Jenner behind the scenes peddling very hard to take all of the limelight off of that whole incident that happened to that concert with Kylie Jenner and, you know, everything's happening. They're getting their butt reductions. They need distractions and they need a reason to launch their new TV show. Yes, because that's coming out and it's kind of derailed with everything that's happened with that, like, very terrible situation with the concert and people passing away. It's completely changed their PR way of launching their new show. So they have to distract people. They're not dating. Kim Kardashian's not going for him.
Well, it's just seemed very out of the ordinary.
It looks convincing, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, everything looks convincing. They're the Kardashians.
Yeah.
They know how to do PR.
That's true.
Jeez. Okay, big possible thing you've uncovered here, Jackson. Oh, this is very interesting.
It's not going to last.
Thank you.
If they get married, I will cut my leg off.
Okay. Can we do it live on the show?
I'll live stream it. Listeners can have a go at it as well.
Oh, my God.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Maddie.
Meg.
And Creepo.
Maddie, Meg and Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
Let's go.
Meg. The other day, I was scrolling through like my Facebook feed or something, and an ad popped up for a TV show looking for people to join it, like audition for it.
Yeah.
It's a paid gig.
Yeah.
And I sent this to Crevo because when I read it, I instantly thought of you.
Concerned? Go on.
No.
I'm going to tell you what it is after the song.
Okay.
But Crevo, do you agree with me?
Yeah.
Great fit for Meg.
You have to look at this as glass half full situation.
Yeah.
Way to make money. Cash money in your pocket. You love buying concert tickets.
Yeah.
You never have enough concert ticket money.
That's true.
Think about this.
Yeah, right.
Big pile of cash from
and this. And it'll boost your celebrity status even more so.
What's
I know that might be hard. I know that might sound hard to achieve at
right
this current point. But let me tell you, This will get you on the small
all
screen,
right.
Meg.
Okay.
Neck level stuff.
Neck level.
I can't wait to tell you what it is. I'll reveal all after All American Rejects. This is Give You Hell. Fitting song, really.
Yeah, I've seen these guys live talking about concert tickets.
Really?
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, there you go.
The Novos.
Now, Meg, we told you on Friday we had a surprise for you. A proposition, if you will. I'm very into this. I was scrolling through my socials, right, and I come across this ad. It was an advertisement. It was, let's say, a business looking for some new employees.
Recruits, if you will.
Recruits.
Yep. Okay.
How do you feel about going on TV?
Well, I did actually apply for Millionaire Hot Seat last week.
Okay, so you're not opposed to it?
No, mainly because it's $1 million.
And also, so you're not opposed to TV, not opposed to making money?
No.
Right? So these two things, it's the next logical step in your media career. There's no way around it.
Well, okay? I would prefer to stick to radio, but if there's TV going to be making me some money, then I'll consider it.
Okay. I feel like we've all applied for reality TV at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
Not yet.
No, but you're planning on doing so with My Kitchen Rules.
Just come on Hot Seat with me.
Yeah, no. Between hot seat, us, no we'll good. Eddie McGuire's already called me. He said, we don't want Meg. And I said, but he said, look, I've got this other opportunity for her. Do you know the TV show called Howzo's?
Oh, yes.
Do you like that show?
I love that show.
Oh, well, this is perfect because they are looking for extras. Let me read this ad out. You ready? Casting in New South Wales, bogans, single mothers, and big tough women for prison scenes.
Now, the thing is, I also saw this ad last week and tagged my sister in it.
Howzo's.
Send a video or photo and contact details to howzostvseries@gmail.com because, you know, that sounds like a legitimate casting agency there. Meg, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
I think we should. Now, they did a cast screening of the first Howzo's movie at Charlestown a couple of years ago. All of my family went dressed in Howzo attire.
Oh, my
met
God.
Met the whole Howzo's cast. We love that show.
Isn't it is it that Paulie Fennec?
Yeah.
We've talked to him on the show, surely. We could try and, like, make
this
some sort of
this is in my wheelhouse. I was worried you were going to put me forward for some really crappy reality show, but this I can handle.
You know people.
I am a Howzo.
You've lived in that situation. There's no better qualified person.
I do think that we need to go down the route of doing the video.
Yeah, that'd
be hilarious. Now, okay, say let's do a little sort of audition now, right? So I guess let's go for the big tough woman in prison character.
Oh, so I don't know if I could do that because I've never been in prison.
No, but you've got to just own it and just, you know, imagine what it would be like, Meg. So give us like a line, like what would you say in your audition tape?
I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Maybe something along the lines of, give me that Snickers bar. That belongs to me now. Something along like that.
Yeah, there we
try
go.
That.
Oh, give me that Snickers bar. That belongs to me.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or, hey cellmate.
Hey, Shazza.
Hey, Shazza. Hey, cellmate, you can't be in here. This is my time in the cell. How about that?
No. Better one.
Okay.
Shazza, come in here for a minute.
There's something I want to discuss.
What's up?
We need to chat.
Why do we need to chat?
No, there's you. You've got to audition.
No. We'll have a conversation back and forth.
Meg. No.
You can't just throw me in this and not act with me.
Well, I'm doing more Howzo impression than you are. You have to audition.
Oh, look.
We need to workshop this. I can't do it on the spot.
Okay, we've got to work on your acting chops.
Yeah,
but you're keen.
I can't act, but...
Doesn't you? Well, don't worry about
it. This is why I failed drama in year 10.
Wait, let me tell you, I don't think anyone that's on Howzo's is winning a Logie anytime soon.
For acting, so you're still in with a chance. We're going to work on a video.
Yeah, we'll work on a video. Like this
and
idea.
And of course, we'll share it with you.
How good.
I thought you meant we're going to share the money. I know.
I meant share it with the listener, the video.
Why don't you donate it, Meg?
Actually, that's probably a good idea.
To your own.
That's a nice idea.
Keep it for
like
yourself.
That.
For your own Ticketek fund. the Buy Meg More Tickets fund.
All right, we'll have to work out a scene and get a video done. I like this idea.
Yeah, how good. Guys, we are playing Smash for Cash up next, Meg.
Yes, $750. We've smashed something with a giant hammer and you just have to work out what we smashed.
That's a very Howzo's thing to do.
What I used to do on the regular
hammer
when I lived in Howzo. I've never smashed one of those before up until now, though.
All right, if you think you know what it is, 13, 10, 09, all of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Why the tech guys have a giant hammer in the tech room, I have no idea, but it was fun.
For smashing things.
Just smashing
Very
things.
Very simple.
Especially when it can get you $750, so that's what we've done. Taking a giant hammer to this random item, and you have to work out what it is to win the cash.
Okay, let's hear it. Here it is. All of the incorrect guesses are live at newfm.com.au. A few people are wasting their guesses by just coming on and not reading what's already been guessed.
Yeah.
Don't do that. That's our advice. All right, time to meet our contestant. Her name is Ali. She's from Maitland. Single mum and wants to make Christmas great with the cash. $750 on the line. How you feeling, Ali?
Nervous.
Nervous. Don't be nervous. Don't be suspicious. Don't be worried, okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. What do you think it is for $750? Are you going to give us an answer?
I thought I was listening to it again.
Oh, you want to hear it again. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah.
We'll let you hear it again.
Thank you.
All right, what is it?
So is it a plate with a coin on it?
A plate with a coin on it.
It is not a plate with a coin on it. Sorry, Ali.
Sorry. Wanted to give you the money, but no dice.
Thank you very much.
Not today.
Back before 9 o'clock, guys, playing for $750.
The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie.
Relatable guy. I want to see you at the pub drunk.
Meg.
If he's a good-looking man, I don't care what his hands look like.
And Crevo.
I like prosciutto. Fight me.
Listen in.
Or maybe just a little.
Call in.
And let me tell you.
Win.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
So, interesting story came out late last week about Donald Trump and how he had been given an honorary degree in karate, an honorary belt. And we're like, I don't think that man has ever chopped anything except for a hot dog in his life.
I was actually so fine with not hearing his name for that long.
Well, so was I.
Oh,
this is the first
ripped the Band-Aid off.
The first piece of news about the Cheeto that I've heard in a long time. And it's just so bizarre that they would give him an honorary belt in karate. It just doesn't feel...
Totally not qualified at all.
I think he might have watched enough karate movies back in the day to warrant it, but he's never done karate in his actual life.
I think he must be the least qualified person in karate in the world. I'm putting that out there.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think he's done no physical exercise in a long time.
What was the reasoning behind him getting this in the first place?
Oh, look, they're probably just trying to win him over or get some sort of special treatment.
Promotion.
Introduction to Thailand.
that really sums that man up. So what I thought we could do up next, because this seems like an extreme example, 13:10:09. Are you qualified for something that you can't do? So what I'm talking about is licenses, stuff like that, that you've been given over the years and you just can't do it. I know, for example, my mum, right? She has a motorcycle license.
No idea how to ride a motorcycle.
She got it probably in like the 70s. Oh. And I don't think she's ridden a bike ever since.
Well, do you know what? I am a qualified first aider. But let me tell you, do not collapse next to me because I will not know how to save you.
Look, these things happen along the way.
Somehow. That's to compress the chest, not the stomach.
You get given like a, you know, some sort of, you know, certificate or something. Yeah, you do a one-day course and then you can't remember any of it. 13:10:09, are you qualified for something that you can't do? Everyone that gets on the air this week in the draw for an awesome prize, you and your mates off to the TAB Dominion. This is going to include delicious meal and drinks package as well. You and, is it five friends? friends. Six total, is that right?
Yeah, five friends. $840
oh
bucks is worth.
Great prize. Are you qualified in something you can't do?
Bonobos.
Yeah, Trump given an honorary belt in karate. The least deserving man of any kind of physical exercise award in the world, I would say. He just doesn't seem like he'd be qualified in any way, shape, or form. Even belts don't want to be around him. That's how little he should be deserving of, like, an honorary black belt. How ridiculous can you get?
See, very similar to Maddie, I'm also qualified in first aid.
Oh, yes.
Qualified in first aid. No, I don't remember. I don't remember anything.
See, I
it's like a one day course.
You just absolutely not using it anymore. I remember doing like a full day or 2 days even occupational health and safety special like advisor course or something where you were supposed to be one of the people walking around like checking things around the office. Don't remember a single thing from that whole 2 day course.
How long ago was this?
Such a waste, isn't it?
Oh, a good probably 10 years ago now.
Yeah, it's probably not qualified.
Total waste.
Well, I know like with RSAs now, they expire, don't they? They never used to and they brought it back in. So
oh, yeah, I'm qualified for an RSA as
well. Oh, really? Can you pour a beer?
I can now.
Oh, there you go.
Not when I got the certification, though.
No.
No clue. Going to Denny from Rutherford. Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys?
Going well, man. What are you qualified for that you shouldn't be?
Business administration. I do not put me in front of a computer.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so how did you even get this qualification? Was it like a requirement for your job or?
It was. So I was trying to get a job as a receptionist and they wanted a business administration qualification.
So you jumped in there. What do you do?
At the moment now, I work for Dan Murphy.
So that didn't pan out for you that well.
Yeah, but Denny, like, do you even know what, like, a business administration role entails? What do you do?
I do now. It's sort of like file clerking, kind of, all that sort of file stuff. Quite boring if I think about it, really.
Can you run, what was the teacher like for something like that? Were they a bit boring?
Actually, the teacher that I had was quite amazing and fun.
But just the course material was awful.
Yeah, absolutely.
God, I can't imagine. I mean, yeah, you go in there, you learn to file something, you tick a few boxes, sign your name and pay the course fee.
I've just found one, Certificate 5 in Business Administration.
Oh, Certificate 5.
Become an expert in business with Open Colleges. Study administrative, financial, organizational and management skills in your way to building a comprehensive understanding of a career in business. The Business Administration course prepares you for office life by helping you build advanced business skills. You'll learn to take charge of business systems, office procedures, and essential technology. You're just answering the phone, right?
Yeah, I'm no good at any of that.
I love it.
Even just hearing it's Dan confused,
Murphy's.
Danny.
Hey, man, that's got its perks.
Well, staff absolutely. Discount.
Do you get a mad discount at Dan Murphy's?
If you guys come in, I'll do what I can.
Oh,
what store?
Green Hills.
We'll see you there.
Yeah.
See you there.
Thanks, go for Denny. A drive after work.
Right after the show.
Yep.
What a legend. We'll keep his number.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, what's the goss with producer Jackson's up next?
Yeah, yes. It sure is.
Hello.
probably talking to Danny.
A little bit thrown. I'm going to open up about the, I don't know if you've heard about the designer Virgil Abloh.
No.
He passed away and there was a secret battle. I'm going to give you the details because a lot of stars are sort of coming out and paying homage to him because he was absolutely huge and this has blindsided everybody.
The Novos. Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, there is a fashion controversy in Hollywood right now.
Not controversy, a passing.
No. Oh,
so,
passing.
Virgil Abloh, I don't know if anyone's very familiar with him. I am a huge fan because he's such a visionary and, like, creative directive in terms of street style and then photography. And he works with a lot of celebrities in their vision. occasions in their work. So he's worked with Kim and Kanye on their fashion lines and stuff like that. Louis Vuitton, who he was the creative director for, have released a statement saying that over the weekend he very sadly passed away. He was battling cancer. No one knew about this.
God.
And they say for the last 5 years he's been having this private battle, and obviously as Louis Vuitton employing him, they were aware, but no one knew about this. So stars like Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber, Soulja Boy, Chloe, Scooter Braun, all these stars are speaking out and saying how much of a great guy he was and what a big loss it'll be to the industry. They're saying Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, I was speaking about them before, are going to be coming together to pay a homage to him and do a big vigil at one of Kanye's Sunday services.
Look, obviously a real visionary, but can we just talk briefly, Jackson, I think the pronunciation, is it Louis Vuitton or am I getting it wrong?
Oh, it's probably me getting it wrong.
Maddie, can you bring up, let's find out. Have you got the pronunciation guide there?
Well, thanks to Google, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, that's my bad.
That's all right. We're all learning because I didn't know who Virgil Abloh was, and I've Googled him and I've gone down a wormhole journey as well. He has some very cool looking clothes, even as a guy who doesn't understand fashion like you do. He's a very stylish man.
Yeah.
I think you might have offended.
Did I derail you, Jackson? I'm sorry.
No, I'm not derailed. I'm saying, it's interesting hearing you talk about fashion. Why would I be offended?
No, I don't know. We're all
I pronounce Louis Vuitton, Louis Vuitton. I don't care. I can afford it. Don't have to pronounce it right.
That's true. If anyone can, it's you.
Moving on to Lindsay Lohan. She's engaged.
She looks stunning at the moment. Like, it seems like she's reverted back to, like, 2007 Lindsay.
Not if you watch the videos.
Oh. See, I'm just seeing stills.
Yeah, just in the black and white still. She does look good. She's still got those horrible big fish lips, and her skin looks like she's been in out the cold too long.
Let's have a look here.
I'll tell you what. She's starring in this new Netflix movie, and she does look really good. She looks like your everyday girl.
A bit healthier than at certain periods in her life. Let's say that, shall we?
Maybe. Drinking water instead of wine.
I don't know if that's good for you or not.
Well, maybe she's just happy now. She's a happily engaged woman.
Oh, it's not going to last.
You don't reckon? What's going on there?
Lohan.
Wasn't she a lesbian? Didn't she dabble in the Lady Garden for a while?
Paris is married now.
Oh, yeah.
Britney's getting a life together. Maybe Lindsay's
next
in line.
I don't know. It's Lindsay Lohan has been... Yeah, in different spots over the journey, if
many
you will.
Different spots.
I love this
acting gig, though.
I love this though. Like, who would have thought 5 years ago, Lindsay's starring in a Christmas movie, Paris Hilton's married, and Britney Spears is no longer under conservatorship. This is great.
I remember when they all piled into that car.
I know.
Yeah.
They'd all be very proud of themselves.
My friend's got a big picture of that very photo in his lounge.
Really?
Yeah.
Like framed place.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It's a very fascinating story behind that whole thing, and it still goes on today. They still talk about it in interviews. Apparently, they were just all paired together by PR teams. So, like, none of them actually liked each other or knew each other.
Really?
Yeah. Go on a wormhole about that, Creevo. That's a great story.
Because that photo's so iconic, you just assume at that period in time that they were all, like, best mates or whatever. And to find out that it was just a big PR stunt, very interesting.
I'll send you some videos. Lindsay had a lot to say about Paris Hilton back in the day. A few naughty words that I can't say on the radio.
Thank you, sir. Checking in with... Well, you can if you want, but I don't know how.
That's
well
why you're wrapping me up. You're scared that I don't know.
His finger is hovering over the dump button as we speak. The Novos.
All across Newcastle and the Hunter.
You're waking up.
You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. The Novos. Maddie. And Creepo.
Maddie, Megan, Creepo.
What a way to start the day.
The Novos.
Let's go.
Hey, 105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off your Monday at 9. Jackson, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Panic at the Disco.
Brendan Urie. Good thought.
Oh, sorry.
Good thought, Meg. Look at you.
You're blushing.
Yes.
With your little rosy cheeks.
Would you dump your man for a night with him?
Not with Brendan, no.
No?
Which one?
Pardon?
Which one?
Oh, we already know. It's Dean Lewis.
Dean Lewis.
Yes. Really?
Yeah. Oh, he's not even emo.
I know. Something about him.
I wouldn't
tempting,
leave my
though, for Brendan.
For
tempting.
Remember Brendan Urie did that song with Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
She just cancelled him from existence.
No, what?
What was it called? Me.
He gave her a cat in the video.
Yeah.
How weird.
Tom Grennan as well.
Farmer Wants a Wife.
A little bit of love.
Don't you hate it when a TV show like that
ruins a song?
Not that I ever really liked it to begin with, but.
That's a vibe.
Yeah.
Excellent, man.
Thank you, sir. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off after 9.
Yeah, nice. Very good. Hey, up next, very exciting, of course, our $1,000 toy spending spree. We're continuing to meet people who have made it to the final draw. And up next, we're meeting another very deserving contestant. We've got a $1,000 toy shopping spree from Casey's Toys is what could be won. One lucky person is going to win it all. Casey's Toys, Charlestown and Maitland. Biggest selection, best advice. We're going to meet another contestant up next.
Novos.
Casey's Toys, Charlestown and Maitland.
Biggest selection, best advice.
Win a $1,000 toy shopping spree
and make this the best Christmas ever.
Yeah, look, it's an amazing prize and it could really change someone's whole year after a tough year. Now, look, we usually do a lot of light and bright on this show and that's largely what this is about. But this next story is a little bit more on the serious side, but that's real life. Sometimes you have to tackle these issues and talk about them because the more you do, the more other people might feel comfortable to talk about tough things in their life, and that's really important. So this morning we meet Tamara, who is nominating someone very important to her. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing very well, thank you. Now, we read this story and thought, this is just so important to get on the air because the more these things are discussed and the more people are open about it, the more somebody might be helped along the way. So, Tamara, I'm going to hand it over to you to talk about these people that you've nominated here.
Sure. So, this is about two little girls from the Jules area. Sadly, their mother took her own life approximately a week ago. Oh. They're in kindergarten in year two. Just beautiful little girls. I worked with one of them when I worked at the local preschool, always smiling. The mum was always smiling. I would have never have known that she was having issues.
Yeah.
They're currently living with their grandparents in the over 55s at the moment, which obviously isn't ideal and won't be able to stay in that situation either. Yeah. So these little two girls have not only had their world turned upside down, but Christmas as well.
Tamara, can you tell? Did their mother have a partner in her life, or was she a single mum?
Single mum. Yeah.
How are the kids now at the moment? I know it's only been a week. But.
I'm not really sure. I don't really know. Like, I haven't spoken to too many people in the community. The community is just absolutely rocked, turned upside down by it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And these like two little girls are just in kindy in year two, and the little girls are just so beautiful. They're always smiling and happy. And then mum, I would have never have known, travelled Australia with them, you know, was just the best mum that she could be. But obviously, life was just too hard for her.
Something in the background there that just wasn't.
How long have you known the family for, Tamara?
A few years now. I currently work at a school now, but I worked at the local preschool.
Yeah.
And she'd always, like, even if recently in the last few months I'd see her down the street and she'd be always, hello, how are you going? Like, the mum had the biggest smile. She'd always greet you. And as I said, I had no idea that she was obviously battling her own demons.
Yeah.
See, and you're even in asking her how she's doing and everything, you think you're doing the right thing and you absolutely were, but there's no way of knowing sometimes when, you know, the black dog is hiding in the community.
Exactly.
And it's just so important. And that's why, you know, for a start, we just wanted to talk to you about this because it's essential we do discuss these things.
It is, because so many people are out there suffering and you don't know. I had no idea.
And these girls are just so young.
I know.
So young. Kimmy, it breaks my heart. To have their mother taken away from them.
And I always say this about people who do choose that path, and that is, you know, what a decision to have to make. Like, things must get so deep and dark that you have to make the decision of, you know, leaving your two young daughters behind.
Yes.
And like, people are so quick to judge when stuff like this happens, you know.
I've heard people say it myself, and I go, you have a horse in their shoes.
I've read it all.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, no, you've got to feel for that, like, terrible stuff.
You know, she thought that obviously she's not going to be important in her little girls' lives anymore. Must have just been absolutely devastating.
Jeez. How old was she, Tamara? Was she
44.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's still so young.
Yeah.
So young. Yep. And our community is just shocked by it.
I
can't imagine how these two little girls feeling, and that dominated them.
Yeah, coming up to Christmas.
And their grandparents as well.
They're now shouldered with that.
Yep, now they've got the children that they have to look after. They've got the cost of a funeral. How on earth do you think about Christmas shopping at this time?
Thank you for nominating this family tomorrow, because, I mean, mate, if
obviously so deserving.
Anybody needs it, it's these people.
Totally.
Well, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the stories I hear, I'm like, oh.
I know, and I think everyone's been rocked by all the stories that we've heard, but we just thought it's so important for, you know, obviously they'll be in the final draw and everything, but to talk about this on the air, because you never know who it might help at a tough time like this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tamara, thanks for coming on. I know it's a difficult thing to speak about, and of course, if this has brought up any feelings within yourself and you need assistance at any time, 24/7, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14, which is a fantastic service that does so much good.
They've got 24-hour telephone crisis support, so it doesn't matter what time of day or night. Don't be thinking like, oh, it's too late to call or something.
Never.
It's
Never.
Not. There's somebody there who will talk to you if needed.
And people want to talk to you as well. Like, don't think you're 100% burdening people. It's 100% not the case whatsoever.
Hey, guys, newfm.com.au, if you'd like to nominate somebody, please do so. We're going to draw this next week here on the show, guys. Up next, though, changing gears, we are playing Smash for Cash. It's worth $750 today, guys. Meg has smashed something with a big hammer.
Mm.
Your job is to identify it. Here it is. All right, if you think you know what that is, you want to play, the lines are open now. 13, 10, 09.
The Novos.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Hey, right before Christmas, we know how much this cash can help out. All you have to do is tell us what this sound is. If you get it right, you'll win the money.
Very easy.
Incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au now, guys.
Yeah, so we're going to Kylie. She's just come back from holidays and her daughter started her first ever job yesterday. We spent the cash on another holiday. Was that holiday not enough, Kylie? Hey.
That was just a recovery holiday.
Oh.
We've both had surgeries this year, so it was sort of like just a getaway recovery.
Oh, where did you go, Kylie?
To Boomerang. Her girlfriend has a holiday place up there.
Oh,
and
nice.
Beautiful.
Nice. Yeah,
what job did your daughter start yesterday?
In a cafe out at Morpeth at Savannah's on Swan Street.
Oh, look at that. Giving it free promo already. Oh, yeah, they're going to love you.
Good stuff.
Free coffee for you on the way in.
Yes. All right. What have we smashed with this hammer, Kylie?
I'm going to say a Coke or beer can, an empty aluminium drink can.
Okay. Incorrect.
Oh,
sorry, no. Kylie.
Thanks for playing.
You.
Thanks, Kylie. Look after yourself. Thank you. Well, there we go, guys. Back tomorrow worth $775. We are getting up there. That is us done for today. Have a great day, guys. 105 commercial free is up next, though.
Yo. Some old school pink.
Oh, yes.
The Tolerables.
I can get around
pink.
This. I can get around this.
Is good. This is my favourite era.
She really dipped when she wrote that theme song for Ellen. Get on your silks and go away with that. Belinda Carlisle.
Classic.
She was meant to be coming to Newey next year, I believe. Whether that's still happening, though, I'm not.
Let me guess, you had tickets, man?
I did not.
Oh, that's a surprise.
I did not.
I'd go see Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, well, let's go.
Oh.
You changed your mind suddenly.
Tell me if she's coming.
I'm already on Ticket Tech.
Anastasia as well.
Thank you. The queen of the tinted sunnies. Yeah. Love her.
And lying about her age.
Yeah.
And that too. That's all she's known for now.
Yeah, I know. It's a number one fact.
Have a great day, guys. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.